You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagora, Vic Carucci back with you, wrapping up a pretty raucous day. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here. And if you missed anything, don't forget you can get it at clevelandbrowns.com after the fact or on the Browns app. So be sure to check those out. Also, all of the great training camp coverage we do will be on clevelandbrowns.com and the mobile app today. Content flowing in all the time. You're going to get stuff from Vic Carucci, articles from Kevin Jones. I'll take you inside training camp, our little video highlight segment of everything that happened today. Player sound, sound from the head coach Mike Pettine, and my exclusive one-on-one interview with Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. Over the weekend, we had one-on-one interview as well with Willie McGinnis from the NFL Network, former three-time Super Bowl champion and Cleveland Brown. And of course, yesterday I went one-on-one with Dante Whitner. So right now we've got you covered at clevelandbrowns.com and on the Browns app. So if you don't have the Browns app,
loose.
That's right. Do it. Get it. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and check all that stuff out. All right, we got some tweets. We got some phone calls, 216-578-0850. We're going to get to the phone calls right off the gate here first. So we're going to go ahead and start it right. Oh, we'll get some tweets first. Let's go with the tweets. Yeah. We'll bring in Matt Fontana. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Good. We'll kick it off with Pro Bowl ESPN on Twitter. He asks you guys, who do you think the third quarterback on the roster will be, and will we keep a fourth quarterback on the practice squad?
Go ahead.
If Tyler Thigpen is the third quarterback, Connor Shaw will be kept on the practice squad. Right. I think it depending on how it all shakes out, I think that Connor Shaw probably has a good shot to make this team as the third quarterback. But it just depends on how ultimately the coaches feel about having Brian Hoyer followed by two rookies. Those are the only thing. But I think if a push comes to shove and they're worried that they could lose Connor off the practice squad, he'll make this team.
Connor is a guy that they definitely would love to keep here, and with good reason. But you're right. He's very much a rookie. And you could see, you know, we're talking much more about Johnny Manziel. Obviously, you could see some of those same issues with regard to grasping and knowing the playbook and so forth. Maybe not as pronounced most of the time, but what he is gaining there, sometimes he lacks in the way of skill. That's a reason why he's an undrafted player in the National Football League, but he does have his sharp moments. When it comes to Tyler Thigpen, the key there is experience, knowledge. And then what you're weighing is experience, knowledge versus talent, which when you measure it is why he's been a guy who's bounced around as pretty much a journeyman player, a journeyman backup. And you do need some level of experience just to kind of get you through something. And I think it would be very uneasy for Mike Pettine if he didn't have that experience in depth.
That's right. All right. What else we got, Matt?
Guys, this one comes from Chuck on Twitter, at Nathan Zagora, at Browns underscore daily, at Vic Carucci. He said, guys, any insight on the Chris Falk release? Talking about his knee injury, did that have anything to do with it?
It's certainly possible. He's had a tough time getting healthy, and I know that obviously depth on the outside, the offensive line, is something they want to address, so probably felt that they just couldn't get him on the field and get a chance, so they'd rather have that spot to bring somebody else in and evaluate them at the offensive line position.
Yeah, it had more to do – I mean, the knee was a factor. I think it had more to do with long-term envisioning him in this scheme, this lateral movement of the outside zone block scheme, where you really can't afford to be a stiff athlete. He's a big – strong guy, and I think last year the picture that the personnel people had in mind of him was ultimately being a good fit in a pass pro oriented offense, in one where you got to keep your blocks going for a long time and having big nimble footed people. But really, this is more of a line that movement is so critically important, and while being a big guy matters, you got to be a big guy who moves. Falk really didn't have the movement part to the degree that this team, this coaching staff, and especially this personnel staff wanted.
This one comes strictly from me, guys. Do you guys play Madden at all?
I before I had kids, I used to be a very good Madden player. It funded a lot of my college experience.
Well, this one just coming down now that they're starting to release some of the ratings, and they just released the defensive end rating. So I have to ask you guys, if you had to pick the one person league-wide, who do you think would have the highest rating among defensive ends?
League-wide?
Yes. He's the only DN that got a 99 overall.
Do they consider J.J. Watt to be a defensive end?
You would be correct. It is J.J. Watt.
I would. Yeah, that would be easy.
J.J.
Yeah.
Watt is pretty darn good.
Here's the weird thing. You mentioned this, though, Nathan, kind of there. Jadeveon Clowney, he's rated as an 82 outside linebacker, but then if you move him to defensive end, he's a 92. So Robert Quinn, Cameron Wake, Cialis Campbell, Cameron Jordan, and Muhammad Wilkerson are all the top five DNs there for Madden ratings for any Madden players out there.
Good stuff, Matt. I like it. I like it. You know, over the weekend, we also had an opportunity to hear from the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. Before we jet out of here today, wanted to give you a little bit of some of the highlights there. And one of the things that a lot of people were concerned about this offseason, Johnny Manziel's off-the-field antics, and Haslam spoke about Johnny and off the field versus on the field.
I think Johnny said it well. He made some rookie mistakes, and I think the really great athletes make their news on the field, not off the field, and hopefully Johnny can look at guys like LeBron and Brady and Peyton and Jeter and pattern themselves after those guys who make their news on the field, not off the field.
That's right. Make good the news on the field.
Good message well from the owner of this team. Yes, well said, directed to Manziel, and I hope he's hearing it because – I think it's very intentional. I'm going to speak to you through all these microphones and cameras here, and
Listen, he did just that. Yeah, he certainly did just that. He was also asked about his expectations for this season.
I said this last year. We'll know at the end of the year if we improved or not. And expectations are high here that we'll improve. But to put wins and loss on it, I think is unfair. You know, this is a long process. This is a team that has not been very good for a long time. And despite what a lot of people think, we're actually patient, and we think we have the right group in place, and we're going to get better over a period of time.
You know, and there's a sense of reality right there, Nathan, that he brings, and I think he really enforces it with this question because it's regarding the future of this team and the need for more good work in the offseason.
Hopefully we'll play better football this year. I think that they did it. I think Ray and Pett and Bill Koharik did a nice job in the offseason, first of all, with the free agency and then the draft. And, you know, we probably need another year or two like that to have the kind of roster we need.
You know, another year or two. And that's
reality.
You
can only do so much in 1 year. And I think they've done a lot of good stuff. And the great news is if you can have another good offseason where you bring in a couple key pieces, retain a couple key pieces. Don't forget, a big part of this offseason to me is the extension of Alex Mack, the extension of Joe Hayden. Then you add Dante Whitner, add Carlos Dansby, Ben Tate, plus the great draft, and you need to do it again next year. Make a couple key retentions in probably the form of Jordan Cameron, in Jabal Sheard, Buster Screen. Bring in some new pieces, and then have another good draft where you get to have two first-round picks again.
You know, there's a big picture concept that most people don't really pay attention to that – Ray Farmer, this is what he's paid to figure out. He's got to be looking ahead down the road. His thoughts are not here and now. Like you said, you've got to work on future contracts of identifying existing players that you want to have as pieces for the long haul in addition to the ones you already have. And then on top of that, what areas need to be addressed into the draft? And did you get the quarterback position right? Because as an organization, just using the history going back to 2011, they blew it on one first-round quarterback. You can't miss twice in a period of 3 years on that position. It sets your franchise back multiple seasons. So they've got to get this right. And it doesn't mean by got to get this right that Manziel has to show superstardom in 2014 or that he can be a great starter in 2014. But there has to be a player there. And obviously Justin Gilbert, not an exception here. But we've got to see progress and some home runs coming out of this draft. But the reality is there is more need for offensive line depth. I think more need at help at linebacker. There are other spots in this football team that will need addressing going forward.
No question about it. And I can't wait to see them continue to try to address things, prepare for the season tomorrow. The pads back on again, 9:30, practice in Berea. Come on out and see us. Get your tickets at clevelandbrowns.com. Apparently tickets are only remaining for 2 training camp sessions. That's all that's left.
All right, we want to thank Jason LaConfora for being with us. We want to thank Calvin Barnett, defensive
fine young
lineman.
Man.
Yes, impressive young guy coming on here as well. Our producer today, Matt Fontana. Of course, Jason Gibbs, executive producer, keeping all this stuff together for us. And we had so much fun. We're going to do this again tomorrow. And for Nathan, I am Vic saying we will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily. Stay tuned for Julian Gerard.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.